Time for the second half of our talk with Brian Roll, wildlife biologist with the DNR out of the Marquette office. And this is part two continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, Brian, I'd like to switch over and talk about something a little bit more emotional. Why don't we start actually with the good news, because I'm hoping you have good observations and data about upcoming grouse season. Small game opens this Thursday, and then I want to get into the whole Bill Rollo gem dedication. But first, what are the numbers looking like for birds?
Well, the numbers actually look real positive. Everybody is reporting some nice broods, seeing a lot of broods still together, possibly some second clutch birds, some real young grouse, which tells me they had a really good nesting period. We had a nice warm spring, not too much rain. We had a little rain there in August, but by then the birds are big enough to can withstand that kind of rain, and plus it was warm.
Yeah.
So I'm really anticipating kind of an uplift in the bird numbers.
And a lot of folks will confuse early season grouse hunting. I mean, they'll think, well, I get coveys of grouse.
Yeah.
They're actually clutches is what they are.
Correct, yeah. They're actually family groups, so it's mom and the young ones.
So you're hearing about some double clutches even, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I've had a number of folks report them to me, and I've seen a few myself that I think they're probably too late to be kind of like a ruined nest kind of thing. I think they're actual double clutches.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the gems south of Gwynn there and the fact that you're dedicating the gem to Bill Rollo, former employee and recently deceased of the DNR there in Marquette.
Yeah, we actually, this past Friday, were able to have a little celebration actually out there. Bill's wife and family came out there, so it was really nice to see. We had a real good turnout, and we were able to dedicate something that was so important to Bill.
Yeah.
You know, he really was kind of the driving force, him and I, that got that going, but he was the on-the-ground guy that actually got that thing rolling, so it was really nice and I think really fitting to name that gem now as the Bill Rollo Memorial Gem.
Nice. Well, I know I've been through that area many times, both hunting and fishing, so it'd be nice to think about Bill every time I go through there and everybody else as well.
Yeah, we built a really nice memorial. You can see it there at the kiosk, and it really will, I think, do him, you know, proud for many, many years to come.
Excellent. Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources out of the Marquette office. Thank you again for your time.
Okay.
We'll catch you again soon.
Yep.
This is The Outdoor Show.